Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Dr. John Ferguson, Senior Director of Marketing for the Calibre product line at Siemens EDA. John has worked extensively in physical design verification. Current activities include efforts to extend physical verification and PDK enablement for 3D IC design and silicon photonics. Welcome to the podcast, John.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dan. I'm glad to be here.
You know, John, we've been friends for so many years, but yeah. I have to ask you, how did you first get started in semiconductors? I don't think I know.
I guess I would say serendipity in some ways, right? I started my university career with a degree in physics. Right? I was intending to be a physicist. That was great because it gave me an excellent background in a lot of areas, from mechanical, electromagnetic, thermal, even into quantum. It was a very good thing, but the problem that I had was kind of twofold. One, I was graduating just after the Berlin Wall fell and everyone decided the Cold War was over, which meant most funding for physicists was dead. It was gone. And the only other avenue I had left to pursue would have been in academia. And I had just had enough of the bureaucracy of academia. And I thought, no, that's not for me. So I took some time, and two things happened. I landed a job as kind of an application engineer at a PCB manufacturing company. But also I had bumped into somebody. I was living in Boston. I was on the T, and I bumped into somebody who happened to be a professor at UMass. And I started taking classes with him overnight. My intention there was going to be to do work in medical imaging. Unfortunately, halfway through the work, he had a very serious health problem and he didn't return. So I was left to scramble and look at what else. And in the short term, I had been taking a semiconductor theory class, which I found very fascinating. And that's kind of what got me started. And then my wife and I, we moved out west and I did more education. I learned about design, IC designing, as well as the theory behind it and some of the manufacturing concepts. And that's what all led me to where I am today.
Yeah, we worked together before you worked at Siemens. How long have you been at Siemens? Mentor Siemens?
I think it'll be 25 years next week, probably, or within the next 2 weeks.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
So, John, let's talk about a new announcement that you're doing at DAC. It's Calibre 3D Thermal. At a high level, what problem does this address and how?
Yeah, so, as the industry is moving towards multi-die solutions, 2.5D, 3D, and particularly as we go to 3D, there's a new challenge when it comes to thermal, which is now you're putting multiple chiplets of different processes into packages with lots of new materials in them. The thermal impacts that come from trying to send power to all the devices that you need to get it to is increasing, because you potentially have longer power chains, right, in order to get the information where you need it to go. You have that extra materials that are exacerbating the problem and how the heat affects it. But then you also have this kind of issue of potentially self-heating, where if you have die stacked on each other and they're both getting hot, or one of them's getting hot, it can affect the temperature of the neighboring dies. And sometimes it's very difficult to dissipate that heat. So the concept here is really, how do we address this? The industry has done forms of thermal analysis for some time, but what's been really missing is, how do I know that my electrical behavior is still correct given the temperature impacts that we're going to see here, right? Because thermal impacts, temperature impacts will change how your transistors work, and will change how your resistivity of your wires work. So your signals that you predicted and you simulated for each chiplet standalone may not be the same when you put them into the package and start actually running things. That's ultimately the problem that we're trying to help designers solve.
How is managing thermal challenges and considerations for 3D IC and chiplets any different from thermal solutions for traditional 2D designs?
Well, so for a traditional IC, like an SoC, for example, you have to worry about thermal to an extent. And generally, you'll have some thermal constraints set aside so that you know you're going to be operating, expect to be operating at a certain temperature primarily. And then based from that, it's not too difficult. It's really, making sure your wires are spaced wide, far enough apart, they're wide enough, your devices are spaced far enough apart, then you're going to be largely okay. And in a 2D sense, the heat's only got so much area that it can go across, right, where it can dissipate. It's going to dissipate laterally. There's not a third dimension that's involved here, so you don't have to worry too much about that. That is now all going away, which is kind of interesting. The other part of traditional thermal analysis really comes in the form of what I would say is traditional package level thermal, which is good. It's been a workhorse for years. It's used all the way up into the system levels. The thing is that they don't really understand anything about the chip and how the chip electronics are connected and how it all works and what the timings are going to be or any of that. And so it also doesn't even know what's in the die. They typically will treat a chiplet as just uniform silicon, which is not 100% accurate, right? We know each chiplet's got oxide and you've got different density levels of metal and the whole shebang. That part is missed. So that's exactly what we're trying to address here, right? How do we, twofold. On one side, how do we take the heat that's coming in at the package level and transform that information back down to the chiplets and even down to the transistor so we can extract a post layout, if you will, netlist that has the temperature and thermal impacts embedded.
Right. That's a good explanation. Thanks. So there's talk in the EDA space about digital twins. What role does your new solution play in the digital twin concept?
Digital twin's an interesting thing. When I was part of Mentor before we became part of Siemens, and digital twin wasn't a term I'd heard much, but now all of a sudden it's everywhere. Siemens has been using it for some time. The concept of a digital twin, to me, it's what the EDA industry has done for forever, right? Which is, before you build something, simulate it virtually, using your modern compute capabilities. I think how it plays in here is a little bit different because you do have these new challenges, right? So it's something that was traditionally not something that had as significant an impact because the packages we were using were pretty simple. Usually you had one die in a package. So not really a concern, and the accuracy wasn't at risk. But now that we are making these changes, we really have to do much more to provide an accurate digital twin. The other aspect I would say that relates to this is all just a part, a means to an end, just like parasitic extraction, for example, or other capabilities. We're trying to show you, here's the impact at this particular level, at a maybe a chiplet level or even at an IP level, here's what your electrical behavior is going to be as a result of these temperature changes. But everything that we're doing can also feed forward. We take that information, we can pass that to, you know, board level analysis. We can take even that and pass that through other formats upstream into system level analysis, because it's all tied into, it's actually how it's built is Caliber is on the front and the back end, and in between, Caliber is calling a version of the Flowtherm thermal simulation. And so because we're using the same approach, the same models, the same recipes, the whole bit, all of that is very easily transported upstream, and you know, then becomes a way for them to have better accuracy for the things that they're doing, whether it's automotive or, you know, Mil-Aero or whatever application we might be looking at.
So I got to ask, you know, is Caliber 3D Thermal like Caliber in general? I mean, does it work with everybody's flow, or is Caliber 3D Thermal Siemens flow specific?
No, both. We do have a Siemens flow, you know, you can run this with, but it's a Caliber tool. Caliber's always been open to integrations. The 3D Thermal tool can use the existing integration tools that we have, like Caliber RVE, Caliber Interactive. It all still works. And so, and really that's part of our goal. And I think part of our lore that, you know, we're targeting the IC designer, right? We're not targeting the package designer for this particular application. We're not even targeting beyond that, other than we can provide them data. And so the whole point is, if you're an IC designer and you know how to use these tools already, your learning curve is really much lower. We try to make it as simple as possible. And you know, if there are further integrations that are needed, we're always open to it, right? We're happy to do it as long as there's a customer need that can be understood and explained. We're happy to go work it. Of course, we'll need cooperation from whoever is on the other side as well. Sometimes that's harder than it might seem, but usually we get the job done together.
You know, a lot of the chip companies now are also systems companies, you know, so there's a lot of system level considerations that we have mm-hmm. to deal with. So, you know, Siemens talks about 3D thermal in the context of package inward, but what about customers who've designed their 3D IC for thermal considerations and now need thermal analysis of the larger system, you know, that the 3D IC powers?
Yeah, we have lots of different ways to handle that, right? And I kind of touched on that a little bit earlier. When we build out from Caliber, we build a model. We start by building a model of the individual chiplets for thermal consumption. We pass that into Flowtherm to get the, you know, their analysis of it to find out where all the temperatures are coming from based off of the power grid that's supplied. And then from that's how we generate it. We can save that information in formats like ECXML, for example, which allows us to pass that forward to Flowtherm on our side or to other industry, you know, package level or above thermal solutions as well. So it's a way of passing that along. At the system level side, there's also something called BCI ROM format, which really does kind of the same. It compresses that data and encrypts it in a form so that there's no proprietary information being shared or that can be gleaned from it, but allows us to get that higher level of accuracy down to the transistor, even for application in something much larger, you know, in a plane, in a helicopter, whatever it is that it's going into downstream.
Great. So John, thank you for taking your time out, you know, during DAC week. I know this is a very busy time for us, but great announcement, great tool. I look forward to talking to you again about it.
Yeah, sounds good. It's good talking to you, Dan.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening and have a great day.